If you aren't testing for influenza, you're not going to find it. But what I can say is that a lot of the testing that we keep track of includes not only the PCR-based testing that's done at places like hospital laboratories, but also rapid antigen tests that are done in clinics and so on. All of the parts of that surveillance that we have done are showing decreasing return for individuals who are infected with influenza. The part of a process that we have is to specifically make sure that we're identifying influenza when individuals are being tested for COVID, because some of those symptoms are exactly the same. Some of the specimens that we're testing at the public health laboratory are being tested for influenza as part of our surveillance program, and that process has not identified any additional influenza positive persons as well. So we are conducting surveillance, and we are just not seeing a lot of influenza at this time.